We've been working directly with Google for the past 18 years. We're a premier Google channel partner. So what happens with us is when positions become available, what we do is call through the area and fill the position. And we've been doing that a long time, a lot of years.
Hi, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
That's going well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. Justin, my name is Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. My mapping coordinator, Lulu, she had just wanted me to hop on and go ahead and apply this promotional rate that she put in for your younger company. Congratulations, by the way, on getting a business up and running. That's definitely a big deal. Now, before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
Before I buy anything over the phone, you guys are going to have to send me an email because your number comes in as, like, I mean, it comes in with letters on it and stuff, but I'm just trying to figure out.
It comes in with letters?
Like, yeah.
That's so interesting. What? Yeah, I've never heard of that. So it's just like random letters?
Yeah, kind of weird.
Oh, yeah, that is super weird. I can absolutely send you an email.
I don't know if it's my system or not. Like, I'm not at the office right now, but if, you know, somebody steps out or the office phone rings, like, I basically have a button, you can turn it on, and it just forwards all the calls to me.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's false. So I don't know if that's just how it transcribes when it's sent over or whatever, but, before I spend any money over the phone, I'd like to know more about you guys as well.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
If I'm not mistaken, so I'm assuming, like, when people search me, I don't pop up. I know when I even search myself, I don't pop up first. Is that kind of what this is about?
Well, so now, do you have a Google Business Profile? You do. You have a Google Business Profile. So when you search your own name, you absolutely should be coming up first, but this would be for your keywords. So if somebody is going to search for your keyword phrases, we would make sure that you pop up on the first page of Google because, you know, being on Google and not being on the first page is only useful if people actually know the name of your company. So it's not going to actually help to attract any new business if you aren't listed there on the first page. Less than 1% of consumers, Justin, actually go to the second or third page of Google to look for any services. So that's what makes the first page so profitable. I mean, I'm sure you do it, I do it, we all do it, you know, very rarely.
What am I doing, paying to be on the first page for, like, a blimp type? You know, you're going to put a blimp around my zip code or my office, and, you know, if someone's on their phone in this area, that's when I'm going to pop up?
Yes. Essentially, it would be in your service area. So, let's say right now, the people coming up on the first page in your area, we have HMC Roofing, we have Battle Creek Exteriors, Pax Contracting. I don't know, are you familiar with any of these people?
Yeah, they all suck.
Oh. Well, you know, these are the people that are benefiting right now from the first page, and it's showing that there's more than 100 listings for that keyword, specifically for roofing, in your area. So that's what I mean is, you know, people just have enough options there, Justin, on the first page.
I'm just trying to see what it benefits me because, I mean, like I said, we've been open 90 days, and I mean, like, you know, business is not an issue. I mean, we've already surpassed over $1 million in sales.
Wow.
We get 100 phone calls a day. And, I mean, we're not even advertising. We're just knocking on doors, working referrals in our neighbors.
Okay, right on.
Want to know what value it does because, like, I mean, I'm getting jobs from these other companies, and, we're not even on the list. But that's not even how we get jobs. If that's the way we're going to start getting, you know, people that are looking, like, that's kind of the statistics I want to know before, you know, like, what's the amount of people that you guys know is looking on there? Do you guys track?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do 100% give you a customized tracking and reporting system that tracks everything on the back end going on with your account. I can 100% tell you how many people are looking for your services in your area right now. Let me check here real quick. So, and then also, I mean, you know, it's, and I, you know, I admire your hustle 100%, Justin, but, you know, here's the thing is 87% of consumers are going to Google to search for your services regardless. I mean, period. Right. And I do see that you're using like HomeAdvisor, right? So it's, there's that, what, like 3% of people that are actually going to HomeAdvisor from Google to actually, you know, make any purchasing decisions. How's that going so far for you, though? Or Angie's, HomeAdvisor, they're the same
thing. I mean, like, I mean, I'm not even really impressed. I mean, I'm same thing. I mean, I did Bark. If you're familiar with Bark, this, I just signed up with the other one. I mean, I got a lead. The people aren't answering. Every lead that I get that I paid for, it's been nothing. I haven't made a single dollar from those leads. So I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
And then there's the other thing that's not, like, that's kind of hard. There's, like, HomeAdvisor and Angie's List, but then there's, like, Angie's Leads, which is different than Angie's List, which is fucking confusing.
I mean, they're different, but not really. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing, you know. It's, like, a different platform and a different way you pay, but they're really the same thing.
It's, like, the invertation of each other. It's, like, the inverted process, whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like on top of that, like, I mean, I don't know how you guys got my information, but I noticed calls have gone up since then, and it seems that, you know, my information's become public more so because I'm with them. And I assume that's why you guys called me today, you know, and it sounds good and everything. You got one spot, but you guys, I don't know, you got spots up there with all these other people that just, I mean, I went out and started my own company in this area because those companies, I couldn't go work for them. They're not to be, like, I don't know. If you want to tell you my experience, I worked for a company and I didn't get paid over. I sold $3 million in roofs and didn't get paid. Like, that's the type of contractors that work in my area. So to be on a list with them, I don't need to even be on Google. I mean, I'm working circles around these guys just because of our character and our integrity. And I understand you have, you know, statistics that show that, you know, they're going to search us. And even me handing out my flyers and my cards, yeah, I'm going to get searched, but I personally went out and picked that customer. That's how we got a hold of them in the first place, not being on a list, but being on the first pick. So I'm just going to say at this time, if you want us to invest any money, even though it sounds tempting, you have one option open. I'm just not really interested, actually, at this moment.
I never said that. So, per strict Google guidelines, we are only
able... I don't expect you to admit it, but I assume you got my information somehow because I went through Angie's Leads or HomeAdvisor.
Well, I mean, every registered business, Justin, is listed online somewhere. So once you get a business license, it goes through the state and it's listed online. So,
it feels good that I'm doing good and that I've made your criteria to be on a list, you know, just so I can be on a list. Like, I just don't think it's going to do me any good at this point. I mean, you should respect that because, I mean, I've seen the feel that I've hit the hammer on the nail, no pun intended. But,
Well, I'm not respecting that. I'm just trying to answer your questions. I mean, you're asking me where we found you. I'm trying to answer
that.
The
reason I'm frustrated, too, is, like, I've had 10 phone calls this morning, and they've started all the same way yours. Yours have started as well, too. And, like, now I'm getting all these extra services. And, I do have an interest in, you know, Google, not really so much Bing, but Google. And, you know, as my website's being built, you know, making sure it's SEO and, you know, shit I've had time to even learn fully about. Like, I know it's important, and I know it's going to choreograph a little bit with what you're offering, and I don't know, does that make sense? I'm just trying to fill you in. I hung up the phone call with someone else that was asking me, they literally asked me the same thing, how's your thing going with Angie's Leads or HomeAdvisor? And I'm like, you know, this is fucking hilarious. I just signed up yesterday with them, and I got more phone calls about people asking me how it's going than actual, you know, results from them. And
Yeah.
It seems if I was to pay for your part, Angie's leads, and the other part, like, that's the only way this really is optimized. It's kind of pieces together seems to be. Things would work better if I had.
So, Justin, just to be clear, kind of what Angie's is doing is they purchase themselves a spot on Google, and then they recycle those leads to all the same people in your area that do what you do. So this would place you as a separate entity, right, that you'd be able to generate those calls. I mean, the reason I asked you about Home Advisor is mostly because I wanted to see how you liked paying for leads, because there is a lead generation service on Google that you qualify for that really is the best thing on Google, hands down. But you don't sound too psyched about leads. So, I mean, there is differences.
I haven't gotten a single lead from anybody, and I mean, I've spent thousands on every service you've named.
Uh-huh. Well, have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
Say what?
Have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
I used to work for a Google Guaranteed contractor. I mean, I haven't ventured into that, but that's something, you know, I'd be interested in hearing more about.
Yeah, well, so that's what I was going to suggest for you is Google Guaranteed. Now, you are licensed and insured, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just need to make sure. But Google Guaranteed, Justin, they are exclusive leads. So these leads are only sent to you. You don't actually share them with other companies. But they're also not going through third parties to get to you. So they would be direct phone calls, and there's only certain things that actually qualify a lead. So if they're asking about a price or setting an appointment with you, that would be considered a qualified lead. Everything else is disqualified. And with our program, it just automatically disqualifies it. You don't have to worry about fighting back for a credit or whatever it may be, because all of the calls are recorded. I mean, essentially, this is the best placement. It would place you at the very top of Google, as you know, since you've worked for somebody that had it. It places you right under the search bar, and it really does set you apart from all of your competitors, not only with the work that you're doing, right? I mean, obviously, that in itself is going to set you apart from all of your competitors, but the way people see you and the way that you're able to capture them. So being right there and then having that green check mark that says you're licensed, insured, passed a background check, I mean, anybody just looking for, you know, a contractor in your area is going to see that and automatically put their trust in you. So, I mean, hands down, in my opinion, Google Guaranteed is the best thing on Google. I personally have 100% retention rate with Google Guaranteed. You know, and again, like I said, not everybody qualifies for it, so but you do, which is pretty amazing. I mean, for being in business for 90 days and already having a Google business profile with 12, you know, 5-star reviews, you know, having your licensing and insurance. I mean, you know, you're definitely ahead of a lot of people that would probably be in the same place at you at the same time. You know, so I absolutely respect that, and I would just mostly want you to get you the best marketing possible. I mean, that program, it does come with a fully 5-page customized website.
Can I put you on hold for 2 seconds? I'm five
sure.
minutes from a meeting. I'm interested. Stay on hold.
Yeah, no problem.
Still there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you with Business Verification Services?
No, I'm with Local Splash.
Oh my god. Honey, I'm still getting these calls. Like, that's crazy. I don't know. I hung up with them. I'm dealing with you right now, so let's do one at a time.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what that is. You said it was what? Local Verification Services?
Verification Services.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. They said it was Google?
No, I heard that, and then, like, I thought that kind of sounds like what we were talking about at the beginning, so I just thought it was, I thought someone, else, like, when, I don't know how to explain it. I there's a lot of people that call. It's unreal.
Well, I mean, here's what I can do for you.
I'm interested that Google certified, though, because if you're familiar with my area, JDH Remodeling has that. And you didn't mention them, but I look up to them. I might have something bad to say about everybody else, but I admire JDH Remodeling.
Yeah, well, I mean, the great thing about it, too, Justin, is I noticed that your area is a little bit, it looks like you live in kind of a small area, right? So I'm assuming that you do work a lot outside of the area you're living in, correct?
No, I've probably done 750 homes in this area in the last 3 years.
And you're in Prince Frederick, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Within 20 miles, I've done 750 projects in the last 3 years.
Well, so just because Lulu had put on here that your service area was all of your state, so that's why I asked.
I do storm work, you know. If we have a tornado in Annapolis, I'm going to it. If it hails in Owings, which it did, I'm going to it. If there's a tornado up in, you know, Elton, I'm going to it, you know. Whatever the storm is, I do. A lot of this is insurance work that I do. So if I'm going to go to the areas that have the highest retention, one, for my homeowner to pay a deductible, but two, enough damage for me to be doing a replacement, not repairs.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
Why I'm able to invest $4,000 in the bird eye, and that's why you see me with the reviews. Every time I collect a check, I literally have invested $4,000 into my process. Every time I collect a check, it asks for a Google review.
Oh, well, that's really nice. That definitely helps out a lot, for sure, for yourself. The reason, though, I mentioned that, too, is, Justin, because Google Guaranteed, it actually gives you the ability to be seen in the whole state. So, like, you know, the local listing, you know, even Google Ads only gives you about a 20 to 50-mile radius, where Google Guaranteed, if you're licensed for the state, then you get to choose the cities you want to be seen in throughout the whole state. So it's a better way to maximize where you're seen, how you're seen. You know, you get to pick those cities and zip codes for wherever you are. I mean, it's just really, you know, it's like with our monthly packages, if you did our very lowest package, you'd get, you know, a 25-mile radius, right, which it doesn't seem like that would be very useful for you. So that's why I was saying, really, this is the best thing that you're going to get for your marketing, and you're not going to have to do a whole lot of extra marketing to get it. But just to give you a price for it, it is a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. It does take 4 to 6 weeks for your application to process. Once it's processed, your lead cost would be $53.33. Now, Google does have a required minimum budget of 13 leads, but just to be clear, Justin, this doesn't mean you're paying for 13 leads every month unless you're taking on all 13 leads. So just like with most lead generation services, you do have the ability to turn on and off your leads. So after the first month, if you took on just one lead, the following month you'd pay the $53.33, and the remaining 12 leads would roll over into the next month. Now, of course, you can always add to that. You know, I mean, if you wanted to do, like, 30 leads, it'd be, like, $1,600, you know, for the month. But you always have to pay back into that minimum monthly.
Okay.
So I can absolutely send you an email just so you can kind of get a visual of all of this. And that was, like, initially the first thing you asked me anyway. So what is your email?
Justin.
Uh-huh.
At prettyroofingexteriors.com.
Okay. Is that your last name, Pretty?
It's my parents' last name.
Oh.
I'm adopted.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Kind of like me hiding in the shadows.
Yeah. So do you use a different last name then, or?
Yeah, my last name's Mefford.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
this
right.
Took me when I was 6, and the name is kind of catchy. It goes with everything. And
yeah, I mean, I like it. It's definitely, it fits your business for sure. Okay. So I'm sending this over right now. I mean, so, I'm not like a pushy person, Justin. I don't want you to feel that way. All I really want to do is help your business. Absolutely encourage you to check us out. There's a couple of videos in the email I sent that you can kind of see a little bit more about our company. I can also text you over our pricing page and website. I already did send you that. So that's on there. So, what are your thoughts on all of this? What would you like to do?
I'm interested in being Google certified. That was the only thing I really knew. I don't even know a lot about it, but knew something about. And, I'm interested. And, if it's $500-$800 a month for the 13 or whatever, if I do them. It seems like doable. I don't mind doing that.
Okay. I also did just send you a text message, Justin, that has it's an example of the website we can do. So, like I said, the Google guarantee that does include a fully 5-page customized website. You said at one point that you were kind of working on one, right?
Yeah.
Did you already start something?
I already got a 7 or a 9-page website.
Oh, okay. Okay. When will that be ready, your website?
I've been working through it. It's been a lot from getting these drone videos and then getting it in there and getting the editing. And then every time I turn around, I got a new certification I'm trying to put on there. And they give me free edits. And I've just been happy with it. But I think it's ready to launch time, really.
Oh, okay.
At least the homepage is finished.
Okay. Well, our websites are pretty great, but we don't do anything extensive like that, like drone videos and stuff. That sounds pretty neat. I would definitely stick with that.
Yeah, I got a desktop. The desktop version is different than the mobile version. I forget. It's either a 7 or a 9-page. It's really nice.
Yeah, it sounds like it, for sure. sounds like you're definitely...
Are on a dot. Every time we get a review, it pops up on the website. On the
okay.
Page.
Wow. Who'd you get that website through?
Height Digital. They're out of Missouri.
Height Digital. I haven't heard of them, but, that sounds pretty incredible. Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Yep, I was just saying, we're getting things together here.
Yeah. Well, I'm here for you, Justin. Whatever, you need for your business, all I really want to do is help, which is why I'm always just going to suggest the best thing for your company. So, like I said, this particular program is not something I can or would suggest to just anybody. And, part of what I think also helps me to suggest it to somebody is somebody's personality. You absolutely have the best personality when it comes to closing leads. You would have no problem with that at all. Any lead generation service, even though it is about quality over quantity, it does have a little bit to do with once you're in front of that customer, how you close your leads, right? So I just want you to be as successful as possible, and I absolutely know that this is something that would benefit you quite a bit.
I got you. Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay.
I just got to this meeting, though. I got to get out. I'm going to be meeting with an insurance adjuster to get on this roof. I'm available this evening, maybe around 3:30, 4 o'clock. If you send me an email, I'm going to look at it and see what all needs to be done.
Okay, yes, I did send that over.
I'm doing $50 for an application. I'll probably fill that application out today.
Okay, perfect. All right, Justin, so you said 4 o'clock then? Is that all right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll give you a call at 4, though.
All right.
All right, bye.